about the princess when she's older?
Yes, it's going to be a story about a princess when she's older, when she woke up from the dream. You remember the story about the princess who was very, very tiny?
Yeah.
And she had a magic spell passed on her, and she slept for a long time, and she slept until she was 20 years old. Well, this is what happened when she was 15 years old. One day she woke up, and everybody else in the kingdom was asleep. It was like an accident, and she wasn't meant to wake up. But the spell that the good fairy had put on her to keep her asleep until she was older wore off for a few minutes, and she woke up and she found everybody in the castle fast asleep. She was very, very tired, so she opened her eyes and walked around, and everywhere she looked she saw a dog asleep, she saw a cat asleep, she even saw a hamster fast asleep in the corner under the table.
And a butterfly.
Butterflies were hanging upside down, not moving. And she found her way in to the king and queen's bedroom. And they weren't even snoring. They were just quiet, fast asleep. She was the only one awake. And she was thirsty. In the whole kingdom. And she was very thirsty. Now the thing about the princess is that she hadn't a clue where anything was kept in the castle. Because you remember, she went to sleep when she was a little baby. Now she woke up, she was a lot bigger, but she didn't know where the milk was, where the tea was, chamomile tea. She didn't know where she could get any. She didn't have any idea where she could even get water. But she did feel thirsty. So she went down the stairs, hoping that somebody would come and look after her. But everywhere she went, she saw people asleep, lying on the floor.
And the maids.
All the maids were fast asleep. Who else do you think was fast asleep?
The prince.
The prince, absolutely. The prince was even snoring.
I think we already done those chapters because remember the princess and the prince got married.
Yeah, but this is what happened before they got married.
Did we skip these parts?
Yeah, we skipped these parts. We're going back now to fill in what happened, the gaps of what happened before the princess and the prince got married. Anyway, she was hungry and thirsty, and she wandered into the kitchen.
So she got hungry?
Yes, while she was asleep, she got hungry. In fact, she wouldn't have been really hungry at all until she woke up. But as soon as she woke up, those taste buds, those rumbling tummies, they all started. So there she was, straight into the kitchen. She went over to the fridge and she opened it up. And all the food was asleep. All the food, all the orange juice, all the milk, all the ham and all the bread was fast asleep. No, that's a strange thing to say that the food was asleep. But I tell you what, if the food was awake, it would have got bad. Because the princess had been asleep for over 10 years. So if you put food in the fridge for 10 years, what happens to it?
Gets all moldy.
It grows bacteria. Moldy. But none of this food had grown any mold. So the only conclusion the princess could have was that the food was asleep. So she reached in and she lifted out a small bottle of milk that was half drunk. And she poured it into a glass that was lying around on the side. And she drank it. And do you know what? It was fantastic. It was magic milk. It was absolutely made her feel better than she'd ever felt in her whole life. And it was like a meal. It was just the same as if she had had tuna and chips and ice cream and jelly all at the same time. It was absolutely gorgeous. So she had a glass of milk, and that was enough for her. And then, because everybody else was asleep, she had no one to talk to. She saw another cat in the corner that was doing nothing. She went over and stroked it. It never moved. Then she saw a bird in a cage with its wings down, looking like as if it was fast asleep. So she went over to it and she rattled the cage, but no bird moved. Then she went over to the fish. There was a fish tank. She tapped on the glass. Fish didn't move. And after a while, she really got fed up. She decided, I've had enough. I actually think I'm going to go back to bed. So she went back upstairs. She crawled into her bed. And she went back to sleep. And she didn't wake up for another 5 years.
Why?
Because everybody else was asleep.
For 2 5 years?
Yes, everyone else was asleep until the princess was 20 years old. Do you remember the spell that the good fairy, the good witch put on?
Yeah. They should all go to sleep.
Yeah. Until the princess was old enough to marry the prince. And that's what happened. The next part of the story is in 5 years, and you actually know what happened, don't you?
Why?
But
they all get married.
That's right.
They wake up and
they had a huge party, and everyone was so happy.
Everyone was invited, except the bad witch and the parping monster.
Yes, the parping monster, that smelly creature that made everybody stink. He definitely wasn't invited.
Yeah. How did the kingdom get unsmelly again, actually?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. I forget
that. But we did actually find, do you remember, the canister of spray. A special spray.
Yeah, but when the kingdom smelled nice, the hamster brought back the spray.
That's right. Absolutely. And the hamster was happy, the king was happy, the queen was happy, and the good witch went to see the horrible monster and took away his smell. So there were no more bad smells in the kingdom. And everybody was very happy again.
Yeah, after the good witch flied in, the bad witch flied in.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but what did she do?
Well, actually, this was a strange thing. Do you know they let the bad witch come to the wedding? But they kept her in a cage and they took away her magic wand so she couldn't make any trouble. So they let her come to the wedding just so she could see what a beautiful wedding between a prince and a princess was really like. Do you know what? The bad witch was so shocked by how lovely it was at the wedding that she turned into a good witch. That was the real magic. Okay, say goodnight to the story.
No, Daddy, don't go.
Okay. Bye-bye for now. Bye-bye.